Does Prayer Change Things? By Mike Owens. Relax and know that I am Elohim. Psalms 46:10. Prayer is not a tool or method for us to plead with God. It should not be a means by which we attempt to change God's mind toward what we want. Prayer should be evidence of our reliance on Him as our sovereign Creator and Sustainer. Our prayers do not change God's plan. Prayer is to align our hearts with His plan and acknowledge our trust in Him. Traditionalism has put forth the idea that events are changed by our fervent prayers. The belief that, if we pray, the future might be different, is common to most branches of the church today. How many times have you heard, "Prayer changes things"? What does that really mean or imply? Does it mean that the sovereign and perfect will of God is diverted or fine-tuned when we pray? When we pray, are we hoping that an illness or some circumstance facing a loved one will be changed whether or not our request is in accord with God's will? What does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? Is that the abracadabra that makes our prayers heard, or is it equivalent to saying, "Whatever is your will"? Since we know, through God's word, that He has a predetermined plan for the events in our lives, is it our hope that our prayers might change these events? Or should our prayers be for the purpose of bringing our needs to God with the intention of showing our reliance on Him? Should we have a desire to develop hearts that are in tune with His plan, whatever it brings, as we seek to bring our understanding of prayer in line with what the Bible really teaches? We could add that it should not be our hope that things will be different than His mighty plan, but that we would see and trust in His sovereign will despite what our flesh may want. We seek an attitude of dependency on God and a desire to have our hearts in tune with His purposes. The way that we understand God affects the way that we pray. Traditionalism's view is that prayer is meant to coax God to fulfill our wish list, no matter how noble it might be. Such thoughts on prayer are due to an inaccurate view of God's attributes, in particular, His sovereignty. The Bible teaches that prayer is to hallow God's name with our trust in His will as we express our needs. If we think of God as benevolent only toward those He's pleased with, or toward those who pray the hardest, then we are praying to a false God, a God we have imagined or created to suit our own ideas. God's will is perfect. Most importantly, it is something we can relax in, and that relaxation brings Him glory. We can and should experience a contentment or even excitement in knowing that He has designed everything and every event for His purposes. Traditional prayer in my life has been replaced by assurance. I'm now in a place of relaxation, as my ability to see His sovereignty in all things is coupled with His love and mercy for all.